Second wave of explosions hits communications devices across Lebanon. In a second day of exploding devices, handheld radios used by Hezbollah detonated late Wednesday afternoon across southern Lebanon and in Beirut's southern suburbs, a security source and a witness told Reuters. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 9 people were killed and 300 were injured by the second wave of explosions. At least one of the blasts occurred near a funeral organized by the Iran-backed Hezbollah for those killed the previous day, when thousands of pagers used by the group exploded across the country, wounding many members of the terrorist group. Hezbollah's Al Manna TV reported explosions in multiple areas of Lebanon, which it said were caused by detonating walkie-talkies. The Epoch Times has not been able to independently corroborate these claims. On Tuesday evening local time, Lebanon's state-run national news agency reported that some 2,800 people were injured in the pager blasts and 8 more were killed, including a child. The national news agency reported that most people injured in the mass pager explosions sustained injuries to their hands. Among those reported killed on Tuesday was Mahdi Ammar, the son of a Hezbollah-affiliated member of the Lebanese parliament named Ali Ammar. Before the walkie-talkie explosion, Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abayad said that 12 people were killed and 3,000 were wounded in an unprecedented security breach. On Tuesday, the Taiwanese pager manufacturer whose branding appeared on the remnants of beepers that exploded in Lebanon claimed they were manufactured by another company in Hungary. The model of pagers used in the detonations in Lebanon was made by Budapest-based BAC Consulting, the Taiwanese firm Gold Apollo said. The firm added that it had only licensed its brand to the company and was not involved in the production of the devices. Hezbollah blamed Israel for the explosions, but Israel has not yet publicly commented. Yossi Kuperwasser, a former military intelligence official and now research director at the Israel Defense and Security Forum, told Reuters there was no confirmation that the military intelligence unit Mossad was involved in the attack. The Epoch Times has reached out to BAC Consulting for comment. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.